You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. You can find old episodes of both of my podcasts, along with my blog, and information on all of my upcoming comedy shows. And if you're looking for a comedian for your next event, you can contact me through my website as well. Again, abcomedy.net. And if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to it, and please leave us a good review. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode for you every single Wednesday. Thank you so much for supporting me, and I hope you enjoy the show. Good is that music. I don't even want to talk. You guys, I should just shut up. And here, I'll just shut up. Play the music. Holy fuck, that's good. Welcome to Remember the Game, you guys. Episode 10. Mega Man X for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. This week, my old friend Tyler and I get together and chat about the definitive Mega Man game. As far as I'm concerned, this is probably, if it's not the best Mega Man game, it's certainly my favorite. You guys are going to hear all about it. I blow my load all over this week's episode. I love this game. The bosses, the music, the graphics, the stages, all of it. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. The support has been great. We've made it to 10 episodes. Here's to 90 more. I hope lots more anyway. I always say I'm not going to waste a lot of your time. I say that every week. I'm not going to say that this time. Let's just get right to the chat with Tyler. Let's talk a little Mega Man X, and we can bring that music back up. Here we go.
That's it. Most things I say are dumb. So.
Yeah, I hear that, my friend. That's my fucking job now, yeah. Is saying dumb things.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yeah, it's, well, sometimes. I'm practically a bum. I'm practically a bum freeloading off my girlfriend, but that's okay.
That's cool. That's what they wanted.
That's what I wanted in high school.
That's what women wanted.
Yeah.
That was the whole women's liberation.
They wanted equal rights.
They wanted men to be bums.
Well, then Shaylee hit the jackpot, because I'm a fucking dud. now I spend my time sitting at home talking video games like this.
Yeah.
So Mega Man X is the, I don't know if it was the first, I think it was the first Mega Man for Super Nintendo, because Mega Man 7 came to Super Nintendo, but I think it came after X.
For sure, yeah.
For my money, and I love Mega Man, mm-hmm. as I know you do,
yep.
Mega Man X is the definitive Mega Man game.
It is
the
best.
Right? If someone was like, hey, I want to play a Mega Man, I've never played one, what should I play? I'd be like, fucking X.
Yeah.
I love everything about that game.
Yeah, absolutely. What I really enjoyed was, the timing it came out. Like, when I was young, I played like the first Mega Man on a PC, and it was like a piece of shit PC. This is back when they were all single units, and I had no idea what was going on. It was just like, oh my god, things are moving, and I control them. Like I was probably 4 or 5. Right?
And the PC port of the original Mega Man is fucking awful.
Oh, and I like. And all I remember is I think it was like Dynamo was in it or Dynamite Man, like whatever. I don't even remember like
the Bomb Man.
Bomb Man, yeah. And I was just absolutely destroyed by him. Too young to even like have the hand eye coordination to move the character properly.
Right.
And then I played Mega Man 2 like everybody did on the NES, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
Great game.
But then X just blew my mind. Yeah. And the SNES was kind of when I was starting to develop like the ability to, you know, when people my age were starting to get into gaming, it wasn't just like something you did in between playing and riding your bike and doing shit, right?
Yeah.
And X was the one where there was secrets that you had to find. Like, it wasn't just you go beat the bosses, get their powers. Like, you had to find the power-ups, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a gully. I go down it?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and slide down the wall. Yeah. And see?
Dude, adding the wall slide and the wall jump was so awesome. Like, it made such a big difference to that game.
Yeah.
Like, it made it so much more fun to explore. You could go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There was nowhere you couldn't reach at this point.
Right.
You had to get a little creative sometimes, which was part of the beauty of that game.
And similar to like Link to the Past, where you'd see something and be like, well, how the fuck do I do that? Yeah. Like, what's with that? Like, that I have to be able to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I got to beat a boss. Then you beat a boss and you're like, well, these powers don't help me at all.
Yeah.
So there's got to be other things here.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah, you're right. I feel because like to this, like today, I feel like my two favorite genres of games are platformers and then the, like, as they've been called now, the Metroidvanias. I love the whole concept of like seeing somewhere and being like, how the fuck do I get that? Mm-hmm. And then eventually you get the item where you're like, oh, I can go back.
And it clicks in.
And I really, you're right. Mega Man X was really one of the first games to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like you could see like the heart containers or stuff like that. And you knew that some weapon would blow up this environment.
Yeah.
But you don't know how yet.
Yeah, exactly. And your past experience was the other, like the, you know, original Mega Mans where it was all based on boss power-ups or you could get like little items like the, I think the dog was that the dog introduced
Rush.
It? Rush?
Yeah, Rush was in 3, I believe.
Yeah, so you could get the dog and zip around, right?
Yeah.
But this was the first one where you like started to look cool too. And introducing Zero right off the start. That was one of the things that I was like, oh man, I want a laser suit. I want long blonde hair. Like,
That was like, to me, that's like the thing I like the most about Mega Man. And I feel because I'm an unbiased Super Nintendo junkie. Like, it's my favorite console ever because I feel like it took the NES that I grew up with and just made all the games better.
Yeah.
It just made them bigger, brighter, you know?
Yeah,
and maybe more so than Mario or Zelda, Mega Man X took Mega Man and just made them like cool. Like, the Mega Man games were fun, but Mega Man's not really cool looking. Yeah. He's this little wiener.
Shoots his lemons.
Yeah, he shoots lemons. He's got his blue underwear and his giant eyes.
Yeah.
And then they took him and just made him into like, it was like he, it, I kind of look at it as like the NES Mega Man is like little kid Link, and then Mega Man X is like adult Link, where he like grows up and you're like, whoa, now he's badass. Like,
well, and not just that, like the NES Mega Man, you know, the bad guy is Dr. Wily, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of a goofy scientist, and then there's Dr. Light. So it's actually like these two old dudes building toys to beat the crap out of each other.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then in X, it's like a revolution with the Mavericks, and it's like the robots are. It's actually like a reoccurring theme now in our science fiction, in modern science fiction, with like AI rising up and being like, "Fuck you guys, you weak little humans." And so then you have like, you know, the altruistic Mega Man and Zero fighting the rebelling machine. So there's actually like this underlying story that's like, oh, okay, this is a deep fear.
Yeah,
in the human psyche now.
Like, I haven't played X2 or X3 in quite a long time. I do have intentions of replaying them with the collection, but I haven't in a while. But I know the storyline gets deeper and deeper with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first one, like, it's cool because like Sigma's this badass, and the Mavericks are like rebelling, and you have to stop them. Zero's cool, and then what like, and I remember the first time I discovered one, because the first one. Like, do you start with Chill Penguin? Because that's where I start. Yeah,
always.
He's the fat loser, right?
Yeah, and then once you beat him, you can go to the Spark guy.
Yeah, Spark Mandrill.
Spark Mandrill, and just work him over easily, right?
Yeah. So you always start with Penguin, and then when you start with Chill Penguin, you come across that capsule where Dr. Light shows up, and they play like the coolest, like dramatic music ever.
Yeah,
and he like explains how he created X to be like blah 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 blah, and I remember the first time I found it as a kid.
You get the boots there, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the slide and yeah. that, like the dash or whatever. And yeah. that like blew my mind. Cause I was like, dude, like there's light. I was like, this is related to the original Mega Man.
Yeah,
cause
yeah.
I was, you're not really sure when you're a little kid, like, what is this? Yeah, like, yeah. did Mega Man like grow up? And then you realize it's not the original Mega Man.
It's a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the upgraded or, you know, the new model, the yeah. X model, the Gen X model.
He's just so much cooler. He's the Super Nintendo Mega Man. And then, yep. yeah, to see Dr. Light and to see the storyline and the bosses, like, I mean, like, I think for most, I don't know what you think, like, for me, the coolest thing about Mega Man is the Robot Masters. Like, it's the bosses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the whole thing to it. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Like, they look cool, their powers are cool, yeah. and in Mega Man X, they have wicked names, because they're not just Light Man and fucking Sword
they're
Man.
They're based on animals, and, like, you see that in, like, The Last Airbender. Anything that takes, like, an animal and adapts it to something, like, you know, in The Last Airbender, they take animals and make them genetically spice them with other animals. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a cool thing. People love seeing that.
Yeah.
So in Mega Man, having like robots be having animal attributes, like that's badass.
Dude, like they look like, so I brought up the list of all their names so that because I don't remember them all. I you know, and like Chill Penguin, he kind of looks like the dud of the group. Like he's that little fat penguin.
Yeah.
But some of them, like I think the fucking, what's his name? Sting Chameleon. I think he looks dope. Like
he was one of the hardest ones.
He is
beat.
Hard. Yeah. And I also really, really like Flame Mammoth.
Yeah,
he's so big, and when I look at him, or like Spark Mandrill is huge.
Yeah,
do you remember in the very first Mega Man? I don't know how much you played the very first one, but there was Guts Man. He was the big guy that could pick up bricks and throw them at you.
Yeah, okay.
And they made him like as big as I felt like they could for that, like with the hardware they had at the time. But I feel like playing Mega Man X, someone like Flame Mammoth or Spark Mandrill, that's like, you know, 10 times Mega Man size.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what they wanted Guts Man to be.
Yeah,
they just couldn't
absolutely.
At the time.
Yeah,
like I think. Fuck, you know what would be so cool would be to see a Mega, like an original Mega Man remake in the X graphics. Like I know
that'd be great.
Yeah, like I think they did something like that for the PSP. They did the first Mega Man, but they did like really little kid style.
Yeah, instead of kind of like using the, you know, the SNES. The,
yeah,
the,
yeah. Like
16-bit?
Yeah, 16-bit, yeah.
I'm a PC gamer, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no. I don't know anything about fucking PC. I barely know how to work my PC. The fact that this finds its way onto the internet is a miracle of science. Because I don't.
Clap.
Yeah, that's what it is. It was a weekend of YouTubing how to do this because I don't sweet. Know.
This is a very professional setup.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But yeah, so like I love the like the boss fights seem like the I want to call them Robot Masters, but you're right, they're the Mavericks this time.
Yeah,
which is such Mavericks. A cool name too. Yeah, it sounds cooler.
So with Sigma, I'd always mispronounce it though, and I would say Smegma.
Smegma.
And my fucking mom would beat the shit out of me. She'd come by, slap me in the back of the head. I'd be at a buddy's house. Ah, fucking Smegma.
Did she play with you?
Or she'd overhear. I'd be in the living room. She'd be in the kitchen.
Smegma.
Or, yeah.
He. It's funny because like he's cool too. I do prefer with Dr. Wily.
Yeah.
Just because I love Dr. Wily so much.
Well, and he's sinister. Like,
he looks
Sigma,
sinister.
Sigma at least has like an altruistic goal, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Wily just wants world dominance. Like, he's just evil. Like, straight up evil.
Yeah.
At least with Sigma, you can be like, well, I want, you know, equal rights, freedom. Like, I don't know. Sounds like a commie to me. But.
No, he's cool. The Mavericks are cool. Zero, like you said. So, okay. So I'll ask you, Zero or Proto Man?
Proto Man, I think.
Yeah, me too. Proto Man.
There's like, you know, him and like Zero, I think him and Mega Man aren't brothers necessarily.
No,
but
no.
With Proto Man and Mega Man, they're like brothers.
They're
right?
brothers, yeah. Which
so
is
that's a way cooler story arc, I think.
Yeah, the whole Proto Man Mega Man relationship fascinates me to no end. Like,
well, and I like it because of the cartoon.
Me too.
Yeah. So I was like, there's no question.
But that said, Zero looks cooler.
He's like the cool neighbor.
Yeah. Zero just looks like a badass.
Yeah.
And then like, and then who did? No, it wasn't. Zero didn't have treble. It was bass and treble. But that was from Mega Man, I think. That was from Mega Man 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zero didn't have a robot, a dog.
No.
He was just like the cool guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
Because you can play as him, I think, in some of the later games.
X2, you can play as him.
Can you?
You can switch back and forth.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like one of the bumper, like one of the trigger buttons.
Oh, cool.
And you'd be like, switch to him.
That's
and
sick.
They just like light in, light out. It was badass.
That's cool. Because like that was one of the things I enjoyed the most about, because I love Mega Man 9 and 10. The two new ones they made.
So, and I'm just going to point out, I might be full of shit. I'm going based off memory, and I could be remembering that wrong.
And you know what?
Maybe not.
I've gotten the odd message from someone that's been like, well, actually, yeah. And they've pointed something out. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. But we're doing it off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this pod. I don't like, there's 100 of these fucking podcasts where it's four nerds with their laptops reading off facts. I was like, this is just two idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking trying to remember.
That's what I like, is it's more organic. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Zero is bad. Like, the cool, like, I don't know, the characters are so much cooler in this than the, like I said, just like Mega Man is cooler, the characters are cooler.
Well, and the level design's a lot cooler.
The level design is fantastic.
I thought, you know, like the airship level, you're fighting a Falcon. I can't remember what his name is.
Storm Eagle,
yeah.
I would have said Air Falcon. That would have been my guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that, I just love that level because of the floating platform. You're on an airship.
You're climbing. Like, you start out at the airport, and you climb up into the sky and fight them. That's so badass. Yeah. Like,
and the octopus level, where you're underwater.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, he's a robot. He doesn't breathe air. He doesn't need to breathe air. They can fight underwater.
Yeah. What I like about the robot, too, is, and I fucking vividly remember this, when you get to his fight, he, like, with one of his tentacles, like, he points at you, and then he points to the ground. Like, as in he's just like you're done.
Menacing,
and
it's
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, you fat fuck. It's the levels are great. The exploration is sick because there's so much to find. Because there's the 8 heart containers.
Right.
You have to find the 4 capsules,
yeah.
Which you have to do because, like...
You have to. I don't think you need the armor.
You don't. But what I mean when I say you have to is because he looks so much cooler. Yeah. Like, he looks cool without.
I think you need the helmet to break some bricks to progress. You need the... Well... You don't need the blaster, I guess.
Yeah, but why would you not want the blaster? Like, if I have one criticism of Mega Man X, and I'll get to it right now, it's that the blaster gets too big. Like, when you save up, especially when you upgrade it to the
second level,
and you have that giant pink thing,
yeah.
It takes up like half the screen.
So, is it an X1 or X2 where when you charge it up like that, it like does like a... Like a spiraling helix.
It takes up so much of the screen, but it looks so cool.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I found really cool, if I'm not mistaken, is you can charge up the boss's weapons and make them do other things, which I think is really cool.
I think it's with the upgraded one, though.
Which is like, that's dope because that gives you 8 new weapons to play with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The criticism of the blaster, though, I think should be like 90% of that game playing it is...
Of course,
charging.
That's what you do. And like, even in the original Mega Man games, I think it was 4 they brought the Mega Blaster in. I think 1, 2, and 3 you had to just like boop, boop, boop the lemons. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was 4 you could save it up. And once you could save it up, anyone that is worth their... Much like when you play a Mario game, you're always running.
Yep.
When you're playing Mega Man, you're always charged.
Always. Yeah. So the majority of your sound bite is just the charge.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I could never voluntarily not use it.
Yeah.
It's just instinct.
Yeah.
But I prefer the Mega Man games where you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, 9 and 10 went back to, like, 1, 2, 3, where you couldn't charge up the Mega Blaster. And I much prefer that. You know, like, it's... but I like that... like, to me, some people are turned off. Like, I know my buddy Brad listened to the Mega Man 2 episode he did, and he was like, he texted me and he was like, fuck, I hate those games. He's like, they're too hard. And I'm like, they are hard, but that's what... and like, and I don't think Mega Man 2 is hard. Honestly, I don't think Mega Man X is very hard either. I think it's one of the easier ones.
I think the only thing I couldn't beat was Sigma at the end. Like, I got to the very last portion of it, and like I said, I was playing it when I was probably 10, 12,
sure,
right around there, and I just couldn't beat him. And, like, I had a buddy come over and beat him for me. Like, I played the whole game. I was like, oh, you do it.
I beat it when I got my SNES Classic. I was one of the first ones I played, and I beat him. And the thing about beating Sigma is, like, if you remember, because if he kills you, then you go back to, like, the fucking bottom of this, like, tower you have to climb up, this, like, tube.
Yeah.
And it keeps spitting out these little worms. And you just keep killing the worms, and they'll drop what you need to fill up all your E-tanks, fill up your weapons. So you can go into them full as long as you have the patience to sit there and, like... refill.
10, I did not.
No, you don't. Or, like, I don't as a 34-year-old. Luckily, I have a save state with my SNES Classic. So instead of half an hour of filling up, it's like, I'll just reset right there again.
Yeah.
I personally found Sigma, like, after a couple of times, I realized that he's got a really... As long as you climb to the top corner of the wall, he'll do his bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit him with the pink shot, fall down, and let him bounce, bounce, bounce. And it's boring, but it works, and it's easy to beat him.
Oh, I think...
Because he takes a lot of damage when he hits you.
And I think my buddy used the Chameleon Blaster to beat him.
Yeah, there probably is a cooler way than the way I did it.
Yeah, and I think it was just because it shoots in multiple directions, so you could stay up in the corner.
Oh, and just pick him off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, but he's a cool boss. I can't remember his cat's name, but he has like a pet that attacks you that I think is pretty dope, too.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I enjoy it. I don't think he's the best. Like, again, I prefer Wily, and I will always prefer Dr. because he's Dr. Wily. I'm like, for me, Dr. Wily is, like, with the exception of Bowser, the greatest video game villain of all time.
Really?
I love those two characters so much.
All right.
Bowser's my favorite. I love Bowser more than I like anybody.
I like Bowser because he's punk rock.
He's so badass. You know,
he has the spike bracelets, but, and he's got a mohawk. Like, he's a punk rock. Yeah, basically, he is. Basically, it's like, oh, you know, your standard trade guy, Super Mario, you know, the blue-collar working guy versus the punk degenerates of today.
Whereas Wily just looks like a classic, like you said, he's sinister with that mustache and the hair and bald head.
And he's the yin to yang for Dr. Light. Like, Dr. Light, he's the very clean-cut scientist. He's a little more plump. Wily's, you know, thin, scraggly looking, right?
Yeah. He looks like he's like been ruined and then he came back like, I'll get you. And he kind of does like 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be cool to do like a Mega Man conspiracy game where Dr. Light actually ripped off Wily's like design and actually just ruined him and is just so smug about it. And
they'll never do it because Mega Man's based more on just like the gameplay. But yeah. I would fucking love like a real in-depth like Mega Man game with like a like X or regular Mega Man, I don't even care, with like a deep story that fucking is just, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
I think that would be so cool. But like, you don't play Mega Man for the story, you play it because it's fun. They're fun games.
What? You didn't play it for the story? Yeah. That whole time
I have to kill all the robots, okay, that's the story.
Well, it starts off great where you fight your first boss battle and you can't win.
Yeah, what's his name, that little purple guy? Vile. Yeah,
and he had the shoulder cannon. I was like, oh, when do I get one of those,
dude? When I was a little kid, that guy made me so angry because like I never owned any Mega Man game, but I would rent X over and over and over. And like the first time I fought that guy, I would like reset before the video would play because I thought I just couldn't beat him, and I was like, fuck, like this is the first level of the game. Yeah. So instead of like watching, because he's supposed to beat you and then Zero comes in and saves you, right?
Yeah.
And then as soon as he would beat me, I'd hit reset and like start over. I probably did that 3 times.
I did that a ton,
right?
I at one point, after figuring out Zero, you know, saves you, I was like, oh, I bet you could beat him though. I bet you could do it.
I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
He's fucking too much.
But I tried a lot. That's one of those like, oh, our son's not going to be a doctor. He's stuck on something simple.
But then what's dope is if I'm not mistaken, near the end of the game, you beat him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has Zero or something, and you, like, come in and save Zero.
Yeah, I think he cuts Zero in two.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like, Zero loses his legs, and he's messed up.
And then you realize, like, it's really cool because they go out of their way to show you, like, how much stronger you've gotten playing the game, right? Because they have all these weapons, and you probably found all the upgrade boosts, which, like, by the way, like the helmet one's kind of useless. It kind of sucks.
I think you can just get to an E container with it and
he like break. Yeah, it's kind of,
it was something else. You get something like an extra life or something.
Yeah, like the dash is cool. The extra armor's cool. The blaster's dope. The helmet's kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
But when you add all four of those pieces, like that was one of I remember drawing him as a kid because that was one of the things to me was once you add those four pieces of armor, he looks so badass.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just looks, when he's all white,
yeah,
he just looks like a monster, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. And then, yeah, you save Zero and you feel like you legitimately feel like fucking let's go. Like, you know, like you're strong.
Yeah. And then you get put in your place by Sigma and yeah. you realize, ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then Sigma beats you. Another thing I liked about this game that I think some people thought made it a little too easy, and it does make it a lot easier, is the when you get the Eek tanks, you don't have to, like, they don't disappear. You can just refill them.
Refill them,
yeah. You know, it's like return for deposit type thing, and you can just keep picking up extra health. And that's where, like, you can find, like, fucking, whose boss? Whose level is it? The one where you're on, like, the minecart, and you fucking go through, and there's all those bats and everything.
Yeah.
Remember near the end, and all
yeah,
the birds?
Yeah. Yeah,
you go through there two or three times, and you can completely fill up everything.
Well, and that's like you said, if you don't beat Sigma and you have to reset and you're in that tower fighting the worms, like, you can just recharge everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It does make it quite a bit yeah. easier.
Which I, like, as a kid, I appreciated because it, you know, it's hard, right? Now, yeah. as an adult, part of me is like, I guess if you really wanted to be sadistic, you could try to beat it without using the energy tanks. But if you can do that, you're a better man than I am.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do that. And I'm pretty good at Mega Man. I can't fucking do that.
I'll load up an emulator and I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, dude.
I'll just be stuck on Vile trying to beat him in the first round. Like, oh, I can do it, Adam. I swear.
It was dope. And then, and I didn't know about this till years after I played this game, the Hadouken fireball
yeah.
that you could get, which I've yeah. never gotten.
I didn't know that existed. And I had a buddy who got it, and I was going, like, it's freaking OP, first off. Like,
oh,
it
for
just
sure.
crushes
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
I think there's some bosses you can two shot or three shot yeah. with. It's like, oh my God.
But, like, is that not one of those things that, like, as a kid, someone would tell you in the playground and you would believe them and then be like, no, they're full of crap?
Well, like, no. And that's, well, and that's what happened is, like, I think, I don't want to say his name, but this guy, Matt, that I went to school with, he told me about it. And I was like, no, no way. And then I went to his house and he showed me and I was like, what?
Yeah, right.
You get Ryu's fireball. Oh my God,
that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool little Easter egg.
Well, and I think that kind of those little Easter eggs, like, eventually, maybe not caused Capcom versus Marvel, but, you know, like, the eventual, like,
planted the seeds. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because yeah. it's one of those little things that if people like it and it generates favor, then
sure.
all of a sudden, like, well, why don't we have, like, a you know, a game that has all the characters in it? Like,
sure,
you know.
I thought it was a cool idea, but, like, as a Mega Man complete, like, when I play the other Mega Man games or this one, I'm like, I got to get all 8 energy tank or, like, little heart tanks in X.
Yep.
I got to get all the energy tanks, you know yep. what I mean? Like, and all the other ones, I got to get everything. I've never felt the urge to get that fireball because I'm like, it's an Easter egg. I'm never going to use it because to me that, like, defeats the purpose of.
Well, it makes the game easy.
Sure. Yeah. And, like, and the thing about it is, like, if you play Mega Man the right way, like, Mega Man's not the hardest game if you know the order to go in, because that's the thing is, like, and I found this is, like, particularly with X, like, once you've got a boss's weak, like, that fucking chameleon is so hard,
yeah.
but then once you've got his weakness, which I can't remember what it is off the top of my head,
I think it's the spark.
No, because the spark, you shoot the armadillo, because that's something
I wanted to talk about.
One of the things I think is so cool is it fucking fly is when you shoot somebody with their weakness, I like how they, like, react. Like, when you shoot Armadillo with that spark,
yeah.
he, like, gets electrocuted and all his armor falls off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now
yeah,
he's a pussy.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and, like, you freeze with the penguin's
yeah.
ability, right?
Yeah, I love that, dude. Like, it's because it doesn't, like, the weapons don't just interact with the levels.
Oh, that's how, no, that's what he used was the Armadillo to beat Sigma. Because he would shoot that little ball and it would hit him and just shred him, right?
That's a good idea. Fuck, yeah. I want to play this game again. This is one of those ones that I'll just play over and over. And I can beat it in a couple hours, but I'm like, I don't care. It's just...
That's like the testament to a good game is when you have a replay value on something.
Yeah.
Where despite beating it, despite it being very linear, like there's not a lot of things that change, you can go back and play it and continue to play it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem I have with a lot of modern games. It's like I start playing it. I'm like, oh, I got the gist of it. I don't need to play this.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, the thing about them too is, like, when you have like a 40, 50 hour game, like, when I'll like sit down and finish it. Like, but when I'm done it, like Mario Odyssey, I loved Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
I got every moon in Mario, every single moon. I think it took me like 90 hours or fucking 80 hours or something. But now I'm like, oh, I am not putting that much time into a replay of that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Mega Man X, Super Mario World, those Super Nintendo games that are like, that you could beat in a day, I don't know. There's something cool about that I can just sit down and just fucking play through it. And it's funny because, like, back in the day, you'd spend $90 on a game that you could beat in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what the fuck is it? But now it's like, I mean, I wouldn't spend $90 to play Mega Man X.
What?
Yeah.
Outrage.
But I'm like, I like that little bite size. It's just like a fun afternoon. It's comfort food to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Mega Man X, much like some of those games, is just like the perfect comfort food. The colors are nice. The sound, like the music. It has some of the best music in video. Yeah. Like, I'm actually legitimately... today I put up the Final Fantasy VI podcast and I was legitimately like, fuck, what song do I use? Cause it has some good music. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about that with this one cause I knew you were coming over to record it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I have no idea what song I'm going to use.
And it's heavily remixed. Like modern DJs used a ton of Mega Man sound, but like sound clips for remixing. Like, there's lots.
It's one of the video game hills I'll die on is that the Mega Man series has the best soundtracks in the history of video games.
Yeah. I think Legends of Zelda does, but I'm really partial to them, and I've seen the live orchestra perform where they do all the Legends of Zelda games. And that was magical.
Zelda's pretty good too.
You can't do that with Mega Man, but no, you can go to a rave in here.
Yeah. There's just something about the Mega Man music. It just gets me so fired up. And in Mega Man X, the fucking music is just like you feel like a boss. You're like, let's go.
Oh yeah.
And
it hits the right notes. Like, you have a very fast pace while you're going through the level. You have those ominous tracks when you find, you know, Dr. Light's capsules.
Yeah.
And it has that epic, you know, overtures. And then when you have a boss fight, it's no longer fast paced.
Yeah.
It's epic. It switches from like a fast pace, like, oh, get through the level. And it just all of a sudden, like.
Yeah. Yeah. When the bosses will come in and like, I'm not going to like, maybe I'll try to find the soundbite and edit it in, but they're like, it goes like, dun, 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 and it's like, you're like, oh fuck, here we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it sets the mood. Definitely.
It's rad. And then not only does it do that, but like I mentioned earlier, some of those bosses are so big and you're staring down this fucking huge mammoth or fucking whatever, the falcon would be flying over your head.
Well, and his attack actually pushes you back. So you have to like, if you don't have the dash boots, you can't fight him. Like,
yeah. Half of his attack is just trying to blow you off the edge of the level and kill you that way. Yeah.
And that's also a very creative way to, like, I don't know if they had that in the other ones. Maybe, I can't remember, but I think having it so that the environment kills you, the boss doesn't necessarily have to kill you. Like, he just has an attack that like pushes you into the environment and it's like, oh, you can't fly.
Yeah. Cause that's all he does is either blows you off the edge or he fucking like dives, like suicide dives at you, but he can fly. So he doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool, man. And like, and you want to replay the levels because you want to find it. Some of that shit's really well hidden. Like, some of it is obvious. Like, I remember, I think it's at Eagle's level where there's like flammable tanks and they show right on them flammable.
Yeah.
And so you see it and you're like, hey, I just gotta get a weapon that is flammable and I'll fucking set that off. But then there's other things where you can like blow out glass in the fucking towers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or there's,
cool little nuances.
Yeah, there's somebody's level where like if you have Spark Mandrill's ability, you can go there and like turn all the machines on.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. I forget whose level that was, but I distinctly remember that.
And you could like freeze certain stuff. Like they really went out of their way to like put some exploration into it. And then once you pick up the dash, if you get good at the dash jump, like you're like Spider-Man. Like when you dash jump, he can fly. And then when you hit a wall, if you're good at climbing the wall.
So, and that's where the dash is great, is that because like the level itself is, you know, kind of mundane and the dash makes it so it's like, all right, we're getting through this level here.
Yeah.
Like you said, the dash jump. All right. Fuck the level.
Like you feel so cool doing that dash jump because you can move.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad, the ugly. I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, It's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
I love it, man. I fucking seriously love that game. Like, I'm looking forward to replaying X2 and X3 because I haven't played them in forever.
Yeah.
But I'm confident they're not going to live up to Mega Man X.
No, I think X2 was good. I didn't end up playing X3 because, like, I was, X1 was, you know, my gem. And sure. Then I think I had moved on also to, I don't know what would have come out around that. Oh, I was playing PC by then. I think I got, like, Fallout and all of a sudden was like, oh,
There's
a whole level of gaming that I didn't know existed.
The Mega Man games are funny because I love them. I would put them in my probably my three favorite franchises. Yeah. But I've never owned one as a kid. I always just would rent them. And now, like, with the collections being available on everything, the only reason I haven't bought the collections on my Switch is because I've been playing other things, but I will buy them.
Yeah.
And I'm actually kind of excited because I never played anything after X3, like X4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then watching the reviews, they're kind of like...
junky, yeah.
Yeah, but I still want to play them just for the sake of playing them, you know? Mega Man 11 is coming out in October, and I can't wait because it kind of looks Mega Man X-y.
Are they doing it as a side-scroller? Or are they going to have it be like a free-roam, third-person adventure?
No, it looks like it looks just... It looks... Because like Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10, they just did like straight-up 8-bit. They were I fucking love those two games.
That's awesome.
They basically just went back to the NES, but a little bit better sound and stuff.
Yeah.
And this one looks more Super Nintendo-y. Like,
oh, cool.
But not Mega Man 7, because I found Mega Man 7, they made them too big. Like, everything in it was too, because it was for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Everything was too big. It took up too much of the screen.
They wanted to show some facial expression on them. They wanted to be like, you know.
This one, at least in the previews I've seen, kind of looks Mega Man X-y, but with Mega Man... the original Mega Man. Like, he's a little, you know, he's taller, but he's skinny. He's got that. He doesn't look quite as badass as X, because no one will look as badass as Mega Man X.
No.
I want to see, and I think we will get it. I really do. I want to see a Mega Man X9. Like, if they've made three more Mega Man games since.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get a Mega Man X9, and let's go back to 16-bit.
Well, and you got to think the development of a 16-bit game. Like, you don't need a dev team like you do with, you know, Battlefield 1, for example.
I'm not saying it's easy.
It's not easy, but I mean, in comparison to what it was back in the day, where you actually had to have a dev team and programmers, right?
Sure.
Now, I mean, the programming's there. Like, you're really just placing, you're just building the level. Lots of indie guys can build, you know, a single guy could build in a year a game like that, right?
I'm completely into indie games. Like, I love indie games now, more than I like AAA most of the time, actually.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Yeah, they're great. So let's get it. Like, I want a Mega Man X9 so bad. Like,
A Mega Man X Noir game where he's a detective and he has to get to the bottom of the Dr. Wily.
X Noir. I would like, you know what I would actually really, really, I don't know if they'll ever do it. I would pay good money for like a Mega Man X like crossover kind of game, or like, you know, like they did Sonic Generations where he was like, I never played it, but I know there was like 3D Sonic, but there was also old 2D Sonic. Do that, but give us Mega Man and Mega Man X, where
Mega Man's a little bit more like the old veteran, because he's the older model, right?
Sure, yeah.
Have him be the old veteran, a little bit more jaded even.
Yeah.
Have him be a little jaded, you know?
I think it'd be really cool if they did something where like what Mega Man was doing in the past is affecting what Mega Man X has going on in the future. Like maybe something, you know what I mean? Like
time traveling.
Like, I think that would be so rad. Mm-hmm. But there's so much they could do with Mega Man. I'm just happy the franchise isn't dead. Because I love that franchise.
Exactly. And I mean, I think people from our generation love it, but then even people like my cousin's 10 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the Mega Man X series. He loves the Mega Man series. It's one of the things he picks up every time a new one comes out. You know what I mean? And that's a 10-year gap.
People like cool looking robots.
Yeah.
And I really think that's a lot of, like, I mean, you can add it. Like, I mean, the gameplay is great. It's tight. It's hard, but it's fair.
Yeah.
The music's incredible. There's a ton of appeal to choose your own adventure style where you pick each level and you get a weapon as you beat each level. And there's nothing more satisfying than going into a boss that's been working you and then realizing you have his weakness now.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Well, and for lots of people, that's their, you know, like anime nerds, weebs or whatever. There's a ton of them, right?
Right.
And from our generation, it was like Mega Man X, or Mega Man, just Mega Man, Dragon Ball, you know, and Sailor Moon were like, what,
yep.
what was yep. the catalyst for, you know, this Japanese invasion of like a really niche, like, you know, American He-Man isn't a fucking thing in Japan. People aren't like, oh man, He-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like, you know, American cartoons didn't blow up like that. Right. And American, like that American art style, but the Japanese art style, the Japanese storytelling, mm-hmm. the, you know, involving giant robots or, you know, AI, it was huge here.
Yeah.
And Mega Man was one of the catalysts. Definitely. Yeah.
He's,
right?
He's so cool, man. I love him. I love that series. I just thought of this as you were talking. When I recorded an episode a few days ago, we were talking about potential characters they could still add to Smash. And I'm honestly not even the hugest Smash fan.
So I was going to ask that because I haven't played Smash on the Switch. I don't have a Switch yet. It's not
out till December.
Okay. That's, yeah. But I haven't picked up a Switch because it's like, that's my winter purchase.
Got
like
it.
Brittany and I were like, oh, you know, we should get the new Link and, yeah, you yeah. know, mess around with that. And like, I don't really like playing those games, but I'll watch her play.
Sure.
And just kind of hang out and be really captivated by it.
Sure.
And the summer we just had too much going on. We started a garden. So it was like, this is our winter thing.
Right,
we're going
right.
to get a Switch. We're going to
hibernate
and yeah. we're just going to play Legends of Zelda. We're going to play the new Mario.
Oh, it's okay. I'm such a Switch like fanboy. It's not even funny. And the fact that now I can get all of the Mega Man games on my Switch because they've released both collections. So yeah. I could get Mega Man 1 to 10 and I could get Mega Man X 1 to 8 and have them with me everywhere I go, like, kind of turns me on a little bit. Like, I love it so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with the new Smash Brothers, like, they're adding everybody, right? Everybody. And I never thought of it till just now. And I can't imagine they'll do it. I would fucking love to see Mega Man X get added to that because Mega Man is in it. And he's awesome. He's like, I know that I don't think any of the serious players use him, but he's after Bowser, he's my go-to.
Really?
Yeah.
Bowser's your go-to?
Yeah.
Really?
I suck.
Falcon, man.
No, come fuck. On. Bowser, Bowser, Mega Man, and then a distant third is Wario. I just use the characters that make me laugh. I'm not very good.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I'm like, dude, if they added like there's Toon Link, there's fucking Adult Link, there's you know, I'm like, why can't they do? Like, X. There's Mario, there's Dr. Mario. Yeah. Like, let's get Mega Man X. Give him some of his Mega Man X powers.
Yeah.
Give him all his white armor.
Yeah, yeah.
And make him just look fucking boss.
Why even add Zero?
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, there's so many characters they could add. It's fucking, I don't know. I saw a wicked suggestion the other day that someone wanted to see Dr. Wily added as a character.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he would work like the Pokemon Master where you could use the Robot Masters. Like, each direction, like, uses one of the Robot Masters' powers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's a pretty cool fucking idea, too.
Oh, that'd be rad.
Because, like, yeah, at the end of the day, that to me, the biggest appeal of Mega Man actually isn't Mega Man, as cool as he is. It's the robots. It's the masters. It's the bosses.
And that's like what makes Batman a good hero, is his villains.
His good villains, yeah. Agreed with that. Yeah, yeah. Same as, like, I mean, I love Spider-Man, but I like some of his villains way more than I like Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. And,
like
with
Venom, for example.
Oh, I love Venom. Whereas, like, with Mega Man, like, as much as I do love him and X, those bosses are just, like, they're so fucking cool, like...
Well, and in each game, they get, you know, you have old classics that come back. Like, Cutman is one of my favorites.
Cutman.
Probably because of the cartoon, just because he was such a goof.
Yeah, me too. I love Cutman because of that cartoon. He was so stupid.
Yeah.
And he had that stupid fake Russian accent or whatever the fuck it was he had. But, like, yeah, and that's the other thing is, like, I feel like in Mega Man, the Robot Masters are kind of funny, at least a lot of them.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in Mega Man X, they look like they'll fuck you up. Like,
well, and they're cool. Feral, right? Like, they're wild animals, essentially. Yeah, I think that's what they went for, right?
At least in number one. I don't remember what they were like in two or three. But this one's about one, which is the best one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I ask everybody is, if you could give Mega Man X a score out of 10, what would you give Mega Man X?
I'd give it an 8.5.
8.5.
I think the blaster thing really takes away a point for me, just because that's, like, you know, a sound that charging up blasters ingrained in my brain.
Fuck. It does.
I have nightmares. I wake up, you know, a little PTSD reaction. Like, oh,
it's to the point where it takes away from the cool music a little bit. Because
that's
just
exactly
hear that sound effect.
It's
so
distracting.
Much. It does. Yeah.
If they toned it down a little bit, or if you could just, like, have an option to turn it off, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't beat it. That's why I'm taking away a point. I'm like, fair. Fuck you, game.
That's fair. I'll give it a 9. It's good. My biggest complaint outside of that part of it is I really feel like X is too easy.
Yeah.
I would love it if they would, like, I mean, they'll never re-release it like that, but, like, I would love a hard mode or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Where you can't reuse the E containers or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Or, like, and I mean, I guess you could maybe play with a hard mode and not pick up all the power-ups and stuff, but, like, to me, that's part of the fun is, like, give me, if I could make him look as cool as he does with the power-ups without having all the power-ups, I'd be all in.
Yeah.
Like, because it's too easy once he's that jacked up. But he doesn't look as cool when he's not He looks cool to start the game, and then you start adding the white stuff, and you're like, oh, no, that's way better.
There's another level.
Yeah, that's way better. Rad, Mega Man X, if you guys haven't played it, it's fucking, it's on a lot of stuff. There's, like, Mega Man X collections out for everything. You can get Mega Man X on the virtual consoles and stuff. There's emulators and ROMs, although I'm not seeing the fucking ROMs. I don't care. Play it. It's fucking really, really good. If you're going to play one Mega Man game, if you've never played Mega Man,
that's
play Mega Man X. Or Mega Man 2, but stick with X. Do X first. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming over, buddy.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for episode 10, you guys. Remember the game Mega Man X. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've never played Mega Man X, you are crazy. Get out there and play it. It's available on all the Mega Man. It's like I said in the podcast. It's available everywhere. At least I think I said it in the podcast. We recorded it a few weeks ago. The support for this podcast has been overwhelming, you guys. Thank you so much for all the kind words, for everyone telling me how much fun they're having listening. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm going to keep this thing going as long as I can. If you like it, please leave us a review and tell someone. We'd really, really appreciate it. When I say we, I mean me, because I'm basically by myself. And that's it. I'm going to get out of here, and I'll be back with next Wednesday where we remember another game. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Take it easy.